E. Jean Carroll's trial against Donald Trump continues today with witnesses testifying for her. Carroll, a writer and advice columnist, wrapped up her third and final day of testimony yesterday. She is suing Trump for battery and defamation, accusing him of raping her in a Manhattan luxury department store dressing room in the mid-1990s. Trump says it never happened and has called Carroll a liar.
Trump's defense lawyer, Joe Tacopina, cross-examined Carroll and asked for a mistrial. The judge said no. Shayna Jacobs of The Washington Post has been in the courthouse following the case. Hi, Shayna.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Just to catch us up on where the trial is, E. Jean Carroll was on the stand, and in cross-examination, Trump attorney Joe Tacopina grilled her, asking, did she remember the exact date of the alleged assault in 1996? Why didn't she come forward sooner? Can you tell us a little bit about the key exchanges between them?
Sure. I mean, just in general, obviously, he tried to chip away at her credibility and the realistic element of her story. He tried to say that this is just an impossible thing. You would have to believe the impossible in order to believe that this happened. But then they also went through, various seemingly inconsistent statements. For instance, she testified that she was so traumatized by this that she was never able to have a romantic relationship again. But in an interview, a podcast interview in 2019, she said that she thought the reason she hasn't had a relationship was just that she was simply unlucky. The defense also tried to show that he tried to suggest that she couldn't be as traumatized as she said she is for a few reasons, mm-hmm. including that she used to watch Donald Trump's reality show, The Apprentice, and that she loved the show. Also, she kept a dress that she was wearing allegedly on the day of the incident. And, the suggestion is that this serves as a reminder. This is a souvenir of sorts. Why would you want to look at this dress every day for, two and a half decades? So, yeah. He tried to establish that there were elements of the story that just don't make sense, and that speaks to her, what he would say is her lack of credibility.
Shayna, stepping back, what have we learned so far in the course of this trial as far as the specific allegations, the story from E. Jean Carroll's perspective?
It's pretty much been a consistent storyline. She was a regular shopper at Bergdorf Goodman, which is a luxury department store on Fifth Avenue. She still goes to Bergdorf Goodman. She's made at least 23 purchases there since between 2001 and 2018, mm-hmm. according to her financial records. And those are just the purchases she made. She may have been there on other occasions without buying anything. She has said that in the mid-1990s, and now she says she believes it was actually spring of 96, she had a chance encounter with Trump. She was walking out. He was walking in. She admits to thinking he was charismatic and charming, and he was a celebrity. He was a celebrity, a New York tabloid figure at the time, a prominent member of the New York social establishment. So she thought that it was so much fun. She can't believe she ran into this guy. She can't believe he wants her help. And of course, at the time, she was a vice columnist and had a TV show. So she was something of a notable figure herself. But what she thought was a fun encounter, according to her testimony, turned into traumatic events that she didn't see coming. She thought it was all part of a prank or a joke when she went into the dressing room with him. She said, I thought it would be funny if I told him he should try on this piece of lingerie and not me, and that she had no intention of taking her clothes off, but that Trump physically overpowered her, slammed her into a wall, and then violated her. She said she was able to break free and ran out of the room.
And Shayna, just to jump in, how is this felt inside the courtroom? There seems to have been a lot of tension between Trump's defense lawyer and the judge. And these are difficult details to listen to.
Very, very difficult. It's very serious. I would say the environment, it's a serious environment. I think people are paying close attention to the details and to her story. The jury appeared to be watching her intently throughout her 3 days on the stand. So they're certainly taking seriously whatever is being put in front of them.
Yeah. All right. And we'll be, and you will be continuing to follow this as the additional witnesses assumed to be corroborating her story. Shana Jacobs is with the Washington Post following this case. Shana, thank you very much.
Thank you.